Welcome to Love the Life You Live, where we bring you information and interviews with artists, authors, thought leaders, influencers, and business leaders who will add meaning and value to your life. I'm your host, John Hilton, principal attorney at the Terabella Law Group and managing partner at J. Keller Management Consulting. This is where you will want to tune in every Saturday morning at 11:30 to discover the local artists and authors who bring us the beauty of art and culture, how to explore the depths of your potential, how to get your mindset about money fully aligned with your heart, and how to build the legacy you want to leave your family and friends, how to break old patterns of behavior that may be holding you back from the life you could be living, and how to find the freedom to love the life you live today. Now, on today's show, we're going to be talking with Robert Dillard. Robert is an insurance agent and financial planner. And before you say, oh, no, wait, hold on a minute. I don't want to listen to another financial planner, another life insurance agency, you know, trying to sell me another policy. Stop. Just take the time, listen to Robert. Robert has a unique approach to making sure that he works with clients to get them exactly what they need instead of trying to bring you in and say, look at all these great products I have. Let's put you into one of those and we'll fit you to that product. Robert just has a super giving heart and soul, and he enjoys helping people get exactly what they need, no matter how old you are, no matter your physical condition, if you have pre-existing medical conditions. Robert is there to try to help people get what they need, and he does it from the heart. So stay tuned with me as I bring you my conversation with Robert here in just a moment. You know, none of us wants to think about our parents ever having to be in a long-term care community. But the truth is, no long-term care resident is ever there by choice. Typically, a parent will find themselves in long-term care due to an accident or illness that incapacitates them, requiring round-the-clock nursing care that we, as their children, are neither capable of nor trained to deliver. Obviously, long-term care is not what we want for our parents. But what if the worst should happen? Did you know that in Arizona, the average cost of nursing home care is almost $100,000 per year, and Medicare does not cover the cost of long-term care? So without proper planning, your parents could lose their home and entire life savings paying for long-term care. In my upcoming webinar, 5 Easy Steps to Prepare Your Parents for Long-Term Care While Protecting Their Assets, I will show you how to help your parents plan for the possibility of long-term care and legally protect their assets from the government in the process. Simply go to www.terabellalaw.com/LTC to register for the next scheduled webinar. That's terabellalaw.com/LTC. Or call our office at 520-428-1188 and tell them you heard about this invaluable webinar on the radio. So now let's dive into my conversation with Robert Dillard. Robert Dillard, welcome to Love the Life You Live. I'm so excited to be able to talk to you today.
Thanks, John, and happy to be here. And I'm grateful for the opportunity, and it's always a pleasure to talk with you. You're so energetic and always got nice things to say. You're someone that shares the similar heart, and anytime that I can get together with folks like myself, it's always a pleasure.
I think we first kind of came across each other on Facebook, and I think right away we recognized a kindred spirit and how we relate to our clients. And so it's just been a real pleasure for me to be able to get to know you and work with you on several projects that have come up over the time that we've known each other.
So, Robert, there are a lot of people who are insurance agents and financial planners. I mean, in every city in the country, you can find insurance agents and financial planners. What makes you different? What sets you apart from all these other people in your field and how you practice your craft?
So one of the biggest things that sticks out is that in this industry, I've worked with a lot of different folks with a lot of different skills, and they're all great. What I have found, though, is that there tends to be a very product-driven fit. A lot of people fit people into their product instead of fit products around the people. And so what I get to do is I actually get to approach this completely different with a whole set of skills that I look at the whole picture, and I'm able to approach people holistically. The other thing that really I feel personally sets me apart is that everything that I do it with a servant mentality. I don't care at the end if I don't make any money but I was able to help you get your needs met and get you that sense of security and peace of mind that you were looking for, whether that's with me or somebody else.
Now, hold on, Robert. I mean, that sounds completely like insane that you don't care at the end of the day if you make money, as long as you help other people. Explain to me, how does that work?
Okay. Yeah, this is something that I've actually struggled with my entire career, and it took a lot to get to this point where I'm at now that I'm actually able to make a little bit of money. I've always just been someone that really cared about people and wanted the best for someone. And my job for me has always been, at any time, if I'm able to help somebody in any way, I will absolutely do that. So an example of that really quick is that I have a lot of clients, and I have a lot of clients that I didn't end up doing business with. And the reason for that is that they had a relationship already. And so what I could do for those people is I could help them engage in their relationship in a way that didn't affect it negatively, but actually benefited both of the parties involved. And for me, that sense of gratitude and that sense of satisfaction of just being able to give first really makes what I do, it really makes what I do mean something. And that's why I do it. And it is crazy. I have to be reminded that this is something I do for work. It's ridiculous. And I know you and I have actually approached that a little bit before. And I told you that I'm glad that I work with the partners I do, because I would probably just give my time for free every chance I got. And I do need to be reminded. I need to get, this is something that I'm doing to take care of my family as well. But yeah, I think that for me mostly is what sets me apart from just every other person. And there's a lot of great people. I never talk bad about people, but there's a lot of great people, but it just, we're few and far between, and it's hard to find us.
I agree. And I've worked with many insurance agents throughout my life, and honestly, I find it very refreshing, because I really never worked with a financial advisor or an insurance agent that really tried to figure out what was best for me. It was really, here's a menu of the things that we have, and let's plug you into one. I'm curious, though, as you built your practice in insurance and financial planning, what kinds of personal hurdles did you actually run into, and how did you overcome them?
I don't even know where to start with this. This is all the questions that I think you're going to ask me today are so loaded, and I could talk for way longer than we have today. But I basically, in this, is personal hurdles comes in this industry so heavily. It goes back to what I had mentioned. I'd work with so many different people and so many different companies within this industry, and I could never find just the right fit. And that being said, like, the right fit of servant mentality that matched my personality, that matched my morals, that matched who I am and the way that I like to interact with people. And it took a lot of looking. Also, with that personal hurdles, being in the neurodiverse community myself, I really struggled. I had to work hard to get where I am, to get past all of the certifications and really just hammer down and be dedicated to do it. I had some people in my corner just letting me know that if I just keep doing it, I will be able to achieve what I wanted to do.
Now, Robert, you mentioned neurodiversity, and I wondered if you'd be willing to share with all the listeners what that means personally for you.
Yeah, absolutely. And this is something that I really never accepted wholly until my son was diagnosed. I would always just put it off. I had a couple of people told me about it, and I was like, nah, I'm not interested in finding out for myself how I fit into this, because I knew I was different. So what it is that I'm actually dyslexic, and I'm an audiovisual learner. I'm not able to write down things very well. So when I sit in class, I can't take a note the same way as someone else can. But when I sit in a class and I'm able to listen, I can remember what you said better than the person who took the notes. So what happens for me is that there's so much struggle there, and a lot of self-defeating happened in there, just because when I was growing up and I didn't accept that I was different, I just thought it was so hard. And growing up, there was so much adversity from all of the schooling and all of those people that were supposed to be looking out for me. I had to fight through every ounce of that just to get where I am today because they didn't know how to help me. And so today, being in the neurodiverse community and really owning who I am is really freeing. And it allows me to connect on a different level with the people that I am so passionate about helping.
And I guess I'm curious about your challenges with dyslexia. What compelled you to get into what you do today? I know this wasn't your first career. So what happened in your life that you said, I want to become an insurance agent? I want to help people with their financial planning. Where did that come from?
Yes. So I worked in the trucking industry for 16 years. And I started working at this company when I was 16 years old. And I quickly advanced in that company due to my work ethic. But what happened is there was an accountant there that was really connected with the financial literacy aspect of things. And so he introduced me into this industry and showed me what was available. Also, as a kid, I came up in a very, I would say, low-class economic standing. We didn't have a lot. And so what I found in this is that he introduced me into the power of economic change, no matter your current economic status. And that in itself was enough to propel me into digging in deeper.
Yeah, I mean, such a mind shift for you, coming from a low socioeconomic household and then having somebody basically come into your life that says, you know what, it doesn't have to be this way, and it's okay to be successful. It's okay to make money. It's okay to support your family in the way that you really want to support them.
Hey, if you have questions about any of the material we've talked about today, or if you would like for me to address a specific question that you have on the air, drop me a line. John@lovethelifeyoulive.law. That's John@lovethelifeyoulive.law. So drop me a line, email me, let me know what you think, let me know if you have any questions. And if there's a question you want me to address on the air, let me know. And I'd love to bring it up and share it with the rest of the audience. You should never have to worry about whether the needs of your loved ones will be taken care of when you are no longer around. If something were to happen to you, what would happen to your family? Would their future be secure? As a family man and the father of an autistic four-year-old, Robert Dillard of Robert S. Dillard Insurance Solutions fully understands and specializes in meeting all of your individual needs through advanced planning strategies, including life insurance plans and retirement, education, and independent living plans. Robert is passionate about working with families of children with special needs, but he also excels at designing insurance and financial plans for all families. Robert values relationships over quantity and is committed to assessing each individual situation in order to customize a plan designed to meet all of your individual needs with the ultimate goal of ensuring your peace of mind, knowing that the future needs of your loved ones will be met. Contact Robert today at 435-232-1154 to schedule your free insurance and financial needs analysis. You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton.
You know, Robert, I also come from a very low socioeconomic background, and life insurance and financial planning were just never a part of my vocabulary when I was growing up. And only as an adult did I really begin to educate myself about it. And I think that there are a lot of misconceptions out there about life insurance and about financial planning and who it's for and who should actually be buying life insurance. Can you just talk to us about some of these misconceptions and myths that you run into about it, what it is that you do?
I will absolutely. I love this one. This is the most, I get this all the time, honestly, as a professional. The biggest one that I get is that I'm young. I don't need to think about it. Mm-hmm. That's it. And like you said, too, growing up, I had never been introduced into this type of thing either. And so when I learned that this is not just for people that are sick, or this is not just for people that are old, this is for everybody. Anytime that you feel that there's a deficit that could be filled with some type of money, that's an opportunity for insurance. Also, I know a lot of other people that are pretty well off, and they tell me, hey, I got enough in the bank. And this is another misconception, is that it's okay, because whether the richest of the rich people, they have insurance policies. Just historically, most all of the presidents of the United States, they're very well off and they get paid. They have whole life programs and they get paid a pension, which is an insurance policy. A lot of people don't know that, but that's how that works. Also, with the special needs community, there's so much difference. And I know for myself that you think that just because this is the situation, that there's no way you could ever qualify for anything or that you could ever afford anything. And that is very untrue. There are programs that are available for everybody. No matter what your circumstances are. If you're higher economic standing, great. If you're lower economic standing, great.
Let me ask you about that, though. I'm 55 years old, and I do have some medical history in my life. I can still get life insurance?
Oh, absolutely. Just the other day, I helped an older lady. She was about 80 years old. She had a few health conditions that come with that type of age. And we got her set up in a policy that was able to give her peace of mind, not only now, but in the future. Hopefully this woman lives until she's over 100. We're all changing, and there's a program available. There's companies that are flexible with all types of health conditions and all types of ages.
All right, so that brings up a question for me, and I'm curious about this. You have a client who's 80 who just got into a life insurance policy. What is the benefit that she will receive from having that life insurance policy?
For this particular lady that I just helped, what she was just trying to do is just eliminate the burden for her family once she's gone. She's just trying to take care of those last final wishes, those final expenses. She's going to leave a little bit to her family there, but that wasn't her ultimate goal. Her ultimate goal was to leave her very last gift to her family, was to not have to worry about who's paying for this, or not have to wait for probate to come through to get this paid for. If she wanted to pay for it, we could have got her family a larger financial legacy, but that's not what was completely important to her.
Sure,
sometimes
sure.
Financial legacies are not all they're cracked out to be.
And so, speaking of legacy, we often think about legacy from a purely financial standpoint, but as I like to talk about a lot on this show, legacy is so much more than just how much money you leave. Your family legacy has to do with what kind of spiritual values did you impart to your family throughout their life? What kind of history and stories and wisdom and experience did you pass on to your family? And it sounds to me like this particular lady, her legacy for her family is that at her passing, she's making sure that everything is as easy as possible for them. Did you know that an online will could leave your family in court in conflict with one another? Hi, this is John Hilton, principal attorney at the Terra Bella Law Group. I'm the attorney your family calls after you die and they discover your will has left them at the mercy of the court. If you want to learn more, join me for my free online workshop, The 5 Most Important Decisions You Should Make to Protect Your Family Now and Forever. Head on over to www.willsworkshop.com to register for this free workshop or call us at 520-428-1188. So, Robert, let me ask you this. You work with your clients and you try to find plans that help them fulfill their wishes and their legacies. Within that context, how do you define personal success?
Personal success to me is defined individually. So for me personally, success is happiness. That's what success is to me. Success is happiness and love, basically, is it. That is how I've defined success. I wasn't always, like I said, I came up in a low economic standing, man. And if money was what made me successful, boy, was I in for a hurt when I found out that everybody else I knew was not successful. That's not what success is to me. Success is a happy living and the ability to love my life.
And that's the name of this show, Love the Life You Live. So you love your life and you love the life you're living. And if I'm hearing you correctly, you're saying this because you don't define success by how much money you're making. You define success by how happy you are. And what I hear you saying is how happy you make other people, how you share that happiness through your love of your fellow man and in your work. You're able to share that and give them happiness as well. Am I hearing you correct there?
Right on. I'm glad that you're able to decipher what I'm saying. But yeah, that's absolutely it. The greatest gift for me is the happiness that I see in others. And if I'm able to help someone feel that, then my purpose is fulfilled.
What kind of legacy do you see yourself leaving in the world?
One of the same of love, of a giving hand. The other thing that I really am passionate about with my interactions with everybody, I hope that what I give them is self-value, because the importance of self-value can never be matched. If you feel valuable yourself, nobody can tell you different. And being the father of a special needs kid and being in the neurodiverse community myself, that is something that I never want anybody around me to feel, is that they're less than somebody else. I want everyone to know that they are perfect and they're never less than anybody else. We all have our own gifts, but if we act in kindness, we are the people who we're supposed to.
Yeah, that's great. And I know that you work really hard, and I've gotten to know you fairly well. And I know that those are not just words for you, that you actually live that, and that your children and your friends and family will remember you always, both while you're alive and after you're gone, as a person who always lifted other people up. But I want to ask you, if things were a little different and you came into an unlimited amount of money and time, how would your life look different next year or even 5 years from now?
I don't have an answer for this, because I think that the way that I live my life today is fulfilling enough. The only things that I would change ever, with if I had an unlimited amount of resources and an unlimited amount of time, is that I would be able to help so many people. I don't know what else I could do with that. If I had nothing else to do, I would continue to do what I'm doing, and I would be able to help just so many more. I don't know. I don't have an answer to that question. That's a real defined answer, because I don't feel like I'm missing it.
You know what, Robert? You actually do have a very well-defined answer to that question. And that is that you would continue doing what you're doing. You would just do more of it. And that, to me, is really what building a legacy is all about. I think it's just a wonderful answer. I would do more of what I'm doing now. And honestly, I think that's just an amazing answer. You know, Robert, I think that there might be people out there who would say, man, this guy sounds pretty cool, and I wonder maybe to talk to this guy about my life insurance or my financial plan. He sounds like somebody I really feel like I could work with, who's going to have my best interest at heart, and because it's going to really try to create a plan that really fulfills my goals. And so I'm sure there are people out there who would like to get in touch with you. What would be the best way for them to reach you?
John, the best way to reach me is, I always give everyone my cell phone number, and that's 435-232-1154. And I always say, just give me a call. If I'm not able to answer, just leave me a message and I will definitely call you back.
Okay, yeah. So if you listen to Robert today and you're thinking, this guy sounds like someone I would really want to work with, so he sounds like somebody who's trustworthy, who gets me, and wants to make sure that I have the kind of planning in my life that I need to fulfill my goals, then give him a call. And again, that's area code 435-232-1154. And again, that number is 435-232-1154. Robert, thank you so much, and I look forward to catching up with you again soon and having you back on here to talk about some of the other services that you have to offer in the future.
You're listening to Love the Life You Live with your host, John Hilton. Hey, if you have questions about any of the material we've talked about today, or if you would like for me to address a specific question that you have on the air, drop me a line. John@lovethelifeyoulive.law. That's John@lovethelifeyoulive.law. Law. So drop me a line, email me, let me know what you think, let me know if you have any questions, and if there's a question you want me to address on the air, let me know, and I'd love to bring it up and share it with the rest of the audience.
Did you know that an online will could leave your family in court in conflict with one another? Hi, this is John Hilton, principal attorney at the Tarabella Law Group. I'm the attorney your family calls after you die and they discover your will has left them at the mercy of the court. If you want to learn more, join me for my free online workshop, The 5 Most Important Decisions You Should Make to Protect Your Family Now and Forever. Head on over to www.willsworkshop.com to register for this free workshop or call us at 520-428-1188.
Thank you for joining me on Love the Life You Live. This is John Hilton. I invite you to join me next week, Saturday at 11:30 a.m. for more of the thought leaders, the business people, the artists, the authors who will bring you more meaning and joy to your life so that you can truly love the life you live.